much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
www.com. Well, if you want to go to the K-Rock website, it's www.krock.com. That's Rock of the Q. We got it live. We got a little bit of Justin Bieber. We also got some Chris Rap.
Hey, look here. Why don't we eat us a few thousand beers and you tell me what's buzzing in the big bad city?
And now.
I came to tell you this year is your last.
What?
You're canceling the show?
No, I'm canceling you.
Our feature presentation.
That's beautiful. It's a nice sentiment. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin in the Morning show with Ali and Jensen. I mean, come on.
You couldn't even get your name out.
I'll allow it, though.
Wow.
Really?
No buzzer.
Very generous.
I think it's just a mistake. I don't think that he wanted to say the old name of the show.
Okay.
It was just me stumbling over my words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Wednesday morning, the 29th.
Told you.
How dare you? Ali?
Yeah.
What's up? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Jensen?
This is riveting. I'm fine, man. We stayed at work late yesterday, and boy, did it mess with my schedule. We had a group meeting.
We had a meeting that was titled, "You're Not Doing It Right."
Well, I feel like they're doing it with everyone. It's sort of like a
boot camp.
Yeah, there's a guy who's coming in and meeting with all the shows. Mm-hmm. Very nice guy.
You guys feel allergic to meetings like I do?
Not like you.
Oh, they drive me crazy.
I know.
If they're helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, all right, I've been in this room for an hour. What's next?
Yeah, at a certain point, I felt your foot tapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, the King of Mexico, who knows my stance on this, which is, as if the meeting seems to be wrapping up, do not ask another question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can ask it afterward. You can ask it the next day.
Right.
You don't need to. All right, everybody, thanks for coming. Hey, I have a question. That guy.
Yeah.
I want to punch in the face.
And it was already half an hour over.
Yes.
How long it should have been. Yeah.
And I don't even remember the question. You guys?
No.
It was irrelevant.
Yeah. That was upsetting.
Drives me crazy.
It was the guy who was like, can we get extra homework?
Yes.
Right.
Like at the end of the class.
We should have a quiz today just to show we're all doing our work.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had that guy in science class, and every time our teacher would go on tangents, and we were like masters at getting him to go on tangents by asking these questions that would sort of lead him that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he'd be just way down tangent road, and the guy would stand up and go, can we talk about science?
Oh,
wow.
That was Dave, the King of Mexico, yesterday.
My gosh.
You loved it.
No. Mm-hmm. No, we didn't love it.
Did you preface your question by saying Kevin's going to hate this?
I did. It was kind of funny. Did it on purpose.
He didn't.
He didn't do it on purpose, right?
No.
But did it mess with your guy's schedule? Because I got home and I was like, it's two?
Yeah, it's a weird feeling.
Three?
Yeah, we have a very set schedule. And then, I mean, when we go home, it's not like our day is done.
We still have to do stuff.
More work for the next day. So, yeah, it kind of threw things off a bit. Mm-hmm.
But today, we can get right back to normal.
No, we have another meeting
it's
today,
two days,
Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
2 days in a row?
And then tomorrow is a different
all
meeting.
All staff.
So. I did not get this memo.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're ready for a lot of last
today
minute.
And tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to spread the word about not asking questions at the end, though.
Hmm. I think we know.
Yeah, we do, but we didn't follow that rule.
Well.
And we think it's funny.
Yeah.
Dave.
And we might need to be let go. That's all I'm saying. You're good with that?
You're just talking about Dave.
Worth it.
Worth Dave.
Worth it.
Worth it for Dave.
We can definitely make that happen.
I'm just saying, look, don't extend meetings. I think everyone can agree with that.
Yes. Absolutely.
Even if they're good, helpful meetings, don't extend them.
No.
All right. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
There are fans in their car right now saying, what?
Yeah.
Dave asked another question?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Is it all right to be barefoot on a plane?
Nope.
You cool with that?
I've heard there's someone in this room that is kind of okay with it. And honestly,
I have two.
I think we should have another meeting just based on working with that monster.
No, no, we don't need a meeting. We'll deal with it in any other way.
I have a very specific incident when it will be fine to be barefoot on.
So you have a rule that's all true except for one exception.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll go over it, and I guarantee you will agree.
There are
with
no
me.
Exceptions.
I have no exceptions. So.
I guarantee.
Do they? Okay, we'll talk about
you. Will agree with me.
Who's the dick?
Mm-hmm. Omar.
On today's show, it's Omar. Yeah.
Yep.
Get up on this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jensen, you have a guest today.
With a guest, yeah.
All right. Never tells us who it is or what it's about. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You have apps on your phone that you can't delete?
Because you just choose not to? Or why can't you?
In my particular case, it's because I think that maybe I'll use it.
Maybe at some point you'll use it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have I used it once yet?
Uh-uh. No.
And you've transferred
phones. I transferred phones, and the last time I did it, my backup didn't work.
Uh-huh.
So I had to re-download all the apps, and I looked at that one, and I was like, maybe I'll use it.
No.
I did. I have two of them like that.
So not only just transferring it over, you're actively searching for this app you've never used just to put it back on your phone.
Well, I mean, you go through the list of apps you bought.
Right.
So it's narrowed down to that. And then I see that one, and I go, haven't used it, but...
Could one day.
Maybe. Yes, could one day.
Okay.
One day's never going to come. We know that, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's find out what it is.
David Looper is going to be on the phone today.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy who visited 39 NBA arenas in 30 days and got on the Jumbotron at every single one.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if that's impressive.
I mean,
is anyone else trying it?
Did he do it for, like, charity? Every time he got on the Jumbotron, he gave $1,000 to kids with cancer?
Yeah, that is so specific. And no, he didn't.
No?
No. I think he, I think he was raising money for himself. But let's ask him.
It's like, if
that.
You'd like to support me, donate here.
Support me getting on a Jumbotron?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
different costume every night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Right?
Yes,
right.
You wore a different costume that involved the NBA team.
Okay.
So that needs to stop, right?
Just also, before we talked to him, he didn't ask for a lot of money. He asked for $2,500 total, and he's only made $14.97 of it.
$14.97?
No, that would be so awesome if somebody was giving pennies.
I wouldn't say it was...
I'll give you 4 cents.
...very successful, but he did get on the Jumbotron in 30 cities.
Okay, well, that's...
That's a thing?
Mm-hmm. That'll get him late.
My thing is if no one else is trying this, then it's not a thing. You know what I mean? Like, if no
like
one...
there has to be competition for you?
At least one other person. Like, there has to be... Because if you're accomplishing something that no one's ever tried, how important is it?
I don't know, Wright Brothers?
Well, I think other people had tried. I think other people had tried.
Sure, but yeah, I guess you're right in a sense that it can't be a world record if you don't have any competition.
Right.
Is it a world record?
I don't think anyone's ever done it.
We have a lot of questions.
Yeah,
well, that's my thing is if he sets the record just because he's the only one that's done it,
yeah,
then beat it, kid.
But one person has to set the record in order for it to be a record. I think we're way overthinking this, dude.
Okay, all right. We will take a quick break, and we will be back with what's happening. Trent Reznor has said that they're going to tour this year. Nine Inch Nails going back out on the road.
I'm telling you, anyone who was ever in a band that broke up now goes out on tour this year.
Love it. It's 5:53. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen, and time for What's Happening.
Guys, a lot of talk right now about what kind of memorial they'll be having for Kobe Bryant. No official details or a date or location have been confirmed yet, but... they're saying it's just too small to do it at Staples Center.
Wow.
They need something bigger.
The house seems like the perfect place.
Yeah, it's the house that Kobe built. It seems like the perfect place, but just seeing the crowds that are going there every night, it's not big enough.
Yeah.
So they're saying maybe the Coliseum is the venue. It holds 80,000 people in the stands, and the surrounding parks could be used for overflow if needed. By contrast, Staples Center is only 20,000. So, obviously, that would work. They had said, well, what about the Rose Bowl as a possibility, which is the largest capacity? But they're saying they don't want to ask people to travel out to Pasadena, which is the most LA thing about this story ever.
And honestly, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. We don't want people to drive all the way to Pasadena. Okay, it's not that far, but okay. It turned into a Californian sketch from SNL right there. But again, no official details of the date or location have been confirmed, and I'm sure we will all find out soon enough when that will be. Guys, I don't know if you saw his jersey. Sold out. the Nike jersey.
Mm-hmm. Kobe's?
Yeah, and people were saying, oh, they stopped selling it following his death, which... Have you met Nike?
Yeah,
have you met any commerce? Like, you're not going to stop selling it. That's when you print more and you put them for sale. They've just sold out. That's the bottom line. A search for Kobe on the website only brings up Lakers-themed gift cards and redirects to a page titled In Memory Kobe Bryant that reads in part, Kobe was one of the greatest athletes of his generation. He had an immeasurable impact on the world of sport and the community of basketball. So I'm sure they're working around the clock to make new ones.
And I know it's only a matter of time before the NBA announces the retirement of 8 or 24 across the board, so no player can ever wear those numbers again. But players are just voluntarily doing it.
Yeah.
So all players on teams are just turning in their 8s or 24s and getting new numbers. I know the Clippers had it today, too, as well.
I saw one player, I have no idea who he was, but he said, I'd rather honor him by wearing it, which...
Yeah, he wore that the number 8.
If he did for that day, it was one of them. But they won't hold on to it forever, especially because the NBA is going to pull it anyway.
And
but yeah,
heard,
I did see people have done it, yeah.
And you've heard that people want to change the NBA logo to Kobe.
That's right, from Jerry West, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like thousands of people on that petition. So I could see it happening.
Oh, I think it's millions at this point.
Yeah.
But again, that's
like a bad idea.
That doesn't mean it happens.
We'll see.
There are like millions of people that are like, get rid of, you know, Allie and Jensen.
Yes. Millions.
Kevin.
Millions?
Yeah, millions.
Millions.
Kevin, you said not a good idea?
Yeah, I think that's a conversation for another time, but I don't support that. And I loved Kobe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do know the NBA has, like I've said, has been talking about changing the logo for a few years. This is just the first time anyone's ever been able to put like a true player to it. Like Michael Jordan had been brought up or Magic Johnson. But they had been looking to change it.
Manute Bol.
Oh,
it's a great bowl. I don't know where that came from.
Taco Fall. Boban.
Boban.
Oh, it's
Boban.
Just ears.
He'd be such, just a hand. Just a hand and ears.
What about Dikembe? It could just be a finger.
Just a moving finger.
Yeah, and the way that you walk around it, it moves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like the
like
Haunted
it.
Mansion.
Or when music plays, it like
pulses. Yeah.
Pulses.
Oh, I
yeah,
like that.
Like those shirts.
I mean, we've got a lot of ideas here.
They should call us.
Yeah.
No one cares, you guys. We have answers.
We have all the answers. It's mm-hmm. very sad,
Calm
you guys.
Down.
Nope.
I don't think we're asking for that.
Right.
Guys, the NFL got hacked. Did you see that?
No.
I did not see that.
They were targeted by a hacking collective that temporarily took over social media accounts for the league and multiple teams. In the attack, 15 teams, including the Super Bowl-bound Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers, as well as the league itself. They had their Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts hacked. The hacks were committed by OurMine, which is a Saudi Arabia-based white hat hacking team. In part, it was a bizarre method to promote its cybersecurity services.
Of course.
Which I enjoy, that they're like, listen, it's that easy. That
Don't
we
let
got
this
in
happen
there.
To you.
Don't let it happen to you. We can save you. Which is kind of an interesting way to go about getting publicity and money.
You guys have the same idea I have, that anything is hackable. Anything.
Yeah, absolutely. There's
Pentagon,
no...
like all that stuff's been hacked.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's just if they want to do it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been hacked?
No.
I mean, I've
had some bad tweets that I've said I was hacked. But,
right.
No,
it's just
not
an excuse.
Yeah, not officially.
Not
really. No,
like,
I don't
that
think
didn't
so.
Get many likes. I was hacked.
But like maybe one account like that, but then you just reset the password and you're good.
Yeah.
But not hacked like this.
Yeah, because I've looked
control
down
of everything.
I've looked down at my phone before and it's been like someone has requested to change the password. Like you've
seen that.
Try.
But
yeah.
You don't say yes, right?
Oh no, I say yeah. I click all the
okay,
stuff.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right, that's
and
maybe
I usually
the problem.
Say, did you use my social security? Because here it is.
Right.
No? Okay.
Me and this Nigerian prince have been making tons of money over the past few
really?
Years. Yeah, it's awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he says he's going to send it to me, so I'm stoked.
Yeah, just wait. Mm-hmm. It's coming for sure.
Don't know why he needed all my money, but...
Well, usually you have to send them money for them to open up
but
the
you'll
account.
You'll get a
but
bunch
then,
back. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay. Then they put the money in the account. You're going to be fine.
Thanks.
Oh.
I spent most of the earnings already.
Oh,
so
sure.
I need it.
Sure.
So if he's listening.
They're very responsive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are we on in Nigeria?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He can stream it at least.
Yeah, he's listening right now for sure.
Call now!
It's so sad.
If you
that
took
people...
Jensen's money, call now.
Yes.
People do fall for that
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
Especially older people, and that makes me so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Stop scamming old people. Scam younger people, because that's just Darwinism.
Hot take.
And older people, like, that's just sad. They just don't know about tech.
Right.
Younger people, we know about it.
They should know, at
least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
I got an email from the Department of Justice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was 1,000% real in my eyes.
Yeah.
And it said, you're on our list of, and I was like, what did I do? Oh,
for
my God, what?
What
did I do? They didn't say, weren't specific about that, but they had a case number.
Oh,
AP34, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. And so I sent it to a friend, and I was like, is this? No, no, that's totally spam. They don't contact you via email. But I bought it 100%. I mean, I knew enough to question it.
Plus, you're going through your catalog in your head of all the awful things you've done.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, how many people have to go through that Rolodex before they... Before they cut it off.
I was thinking for hours before I sent it to my friend.
So I was like, do not click on this link. And I was like, all right. No
I did
problem.
Think it was weird. It was spelled Justice, J-U-S-T-I-S, though. I was like, oh, God, that doesn't seem real at all.
Well, I can't spell, as you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Some birthdays for you. Oprah Winfrey, Edward Burns, Tom Selleck, Adam Lambert, and from This Is Us, Justin Hartley. And that.
Do you think there's any circumstance under which a person on an airplane should take off their shoes and socks?
There is absolutely no situation.
0%.
It is one of the most disgusting acts that a human being can do.
I just posted a video that was on Twitter. I think it was January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And it's somebody sitting in the front row.
Yeah.
And moving the controls with her bare feet. Or his. I don't know. I
can't. Like a touch screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
But with her toes.
Yeah. When that was posted, people lost their minds because it is the most disgusting thing. I took a second and I was like, oh, what if that person doesn't have arms?
Right. I thought that,
that
too.
That was my first thought.
Do they have a nose?
Well, not only do they have a nose, they have two fully functioning arms.
Okay, not acceptable.
Hands. It is the most disgusting video.
But I just posted if you'd like to watch the most disgusting video.
But then you see videos of people with their feet straight up in the air, like, and right by where the air comes out. So now their foot smell is all over the plane as well.
A lot of people are already freaked out about the air circulation on a plane. They already don't like that part of it.
And then people on the plane that are just videoing people that have put their foot, a bare foot, right on their armrest.
Yeah.
So they can see it just right by their elbow. Like, that's somebody's foot from behind me.
God, I'm so happy.
It's disgusting.
I'm really happy to hear this.
You thought we would be on the other side?
No, it's that Allie the other day, there was a crack in this kind of confidence. Because
we were
talking about what, you know, this is, it's so obvious. This seems like a no-brainer not to be barefoot on a plane.
There's slam dunk 100%.
Only one instance.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
There's no instance.
Is that a baby? Baby's fine.
Oh, a baby is fine.
That's the only instance.
Okay, no,
for me.
There's another instance.
Another.
Here's the thing. If you're on a long-haul flight and you have one of those lay-down seats and you're going to sleep.
Right.
Nobody can see your feet. They're tucked in into the console in front
of you. Right,
but nobody can see your feet. You've got a blanket over you. That's fine.
If you're well-groomed. If you're not, people can smell.
I want to smell it.
In that tight of quarters? Absolutely.
I think you are.
I'm a dude. Maybe that's why there's so many guys are so much worse.
You're dismissing the smell. And
I think I was dismissing the smell because my feet have never smelled because I am a clean person.
Okay. Muggs just ran into the studio.
Oh. I mean, I feel like Muggs.
But then, what's the difference between you're flying to Hawaii and everyone's got flip flops on? Does that one little strip on the shoe make a huge difference to you?
Not to me.
Yeah, you're very anti-flip-flop.
You can see
don't wear those either.
You can see the video at the Kevin Ryder, or we reposted it at Kevin Mornings. Muggs, yes, why did you run in here?
Flip-flops are acceptable on a plane.
No.
Yes, because when you are going to Hawaii, everybody's wearing them.
Yeah.
It's a tropical destination.
It sure is.
And you know what? You know what makes it easier? When you're going through TSA, you don't have to take off your socks. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take off your shoes.
You do that, and then you just put your shoes on afterwards.
You're just good.
So no, you put your shoes on after TSA.
No, I don't like that. It's too much time.
Muggs used to come in here with flip-flops, and I sit in the corner, so I'm like eye level with his feet.
Yeah.
He doesn't have beautiful feet.
Yeah.
I love Muggs.
That's the difference, yeah.
I do have great, I have model-esque feet.
I doubt that.
Yeah. So I had to make a rule. Well, how ridiculous is this? Do not wear flip-flops to work.
Mm-hmm.
So then he would wear flip-flops to work, and then he'd see me coming down the hallway and change his shoes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you know
why?
You're
basically the Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
What's happening?
Because it's so easy when you're leaving the house at the time
for
we do
you,
in the morning.
Yes. No one else wants to see your feet.
Yeah, but you run right out, you got your flip-flops on, and boom, you're out of the house. It's great.
It takes so much longer to put on shoes? Really?
I mean, look, it takes about two minutes.
What?
He ties his shoes very fast.
What? It takes 2 seconds for flip-flops. It takes 6 seconds for shoes.
No. No, I haven't. I've never put on shoes in 6 seconds.
Muggs, you're also forgetting the idea that we're all on a plane together in this situation.
Like, yeah,
you're saying like, oh, it's cool because we'll all be on a beach in. No, do it in air. I can't smell your feet.
But my feet are tucked under the seat. You can't see them. I don't think they smell.
Well, you wouldn't know your own smell.
I do know my own smell, by the way. They don't smell.
You can't smell yourself.
I think you
no.
can. I can.
You can't really.
Have you seen the schnoz?
Yes, but no, you can't really. You can't really do that.
Yeah. I feel like people know if their feet smell or don't.
Let me give you one other exception that I think might be okay.
Okay.
We have a guy here who is like the handyman around here. And the dude surfs every single day.
Right.
His feet, to me, are like shoes. Like, they're leatherish, they're clean.
So if you're Jay, it's fine on a plane.
Yes, only Jay.
Oh, okay. My God, Jay.
It doesn't bother me at all when he walks around barefoot at work.
That is so fun. And
does
we're
it
not,
bother you?
Not at
no,
all.
No, I never right? think no. about it.
Because that's who he is.
But his feet are so calloused, they look like Nikes.
Yes.
Right.
So Nike calluses.
So, Kevin, you're telling me if I surfed every morning, I could come in here and flip-flops?
Only if your feet look like a guy who's surfed for 30 years.
Yeah. He has hobbit feet. Like, it looks like he's been walking on gravel for 100 years.
I hope Jay is listening right now and just wondering what the hell is happening.
It's so weird, but I got to tell you, it doesn't bother me even 1%. I'm disappointed if I see him wearing shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man, you're a surfer. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I didn't take the smell into consideration because I get pedicures all the time. My feet are delightful.
Yeah, you're not a guy. Yeah.
I'm not a dude. Uh-huh. So I didn't take that into consideration. So maybe that is a difference.
So you're going to walk that exception back?
I'm going to walk it back.
There you
However,
go.
I am still going to take off my shoes when I'm laying down on a long haul flight.
Shoes, yes. Socks, no.
And I'm taking off those socks because I cannot sleep in socks. I can't do it.
Okay, but you're making an exception now just for you because you know your feet are clean.
But they're delightful.
All right.
Again, also,
if I can smell it, though.
Okay, A, you can't.
I'm having you thrown right off the plane right
then. And B,
did they do that?
I'm having this conversation with the guy that wears Crocs.
That's true.
I mean, at home, really, technically.
You did wear them out.
You wore them to
just this last weekend, yeah.
We told you not to.
Yeah.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking
feet
on this motherfucking plane.
Right? All right, we're going to take a break and come right back with who's the dick? One of us is a dick.
Oh, I mean, that's clear.
Who is it? Who's the dick?
I mean, Omar joined.
No,
Omar's clearly a dick. Have we heard? We don't need to hear it,
please,
right?
I'm going to present some evidence, and I please allow you to be objective.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you just said there.
I know. Yeah, I want you to be objective, please.
Guilty.
Right. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. It's K-Rock. All right. What did you do that made you a dick?
Listen. Listen. This is a kind of therapeutic service that you guys provide for people on staff.
Okay.
Because you only have your own experiences.
Your perception.
Exactly. Your perspective. So I'm going to present some evidence for you guys.
Okay.
And I truly feel like I am not a dick in this situation. However, let me know.
You did tell me yesterday that you're on the line, which is due. That is when we bring in these stories.
It's absolutely.
Like, okay, I had a thing with a person.
Yeah.
Who's the dick?
And in this situation, you know, sometimes, you know, it weighs on you because you're like, oh, man, I took away from that situation. Kind of like, I don't know if I should have done that. But in this situation, she was a bitch. But let me present the evidence.
No, that's not
okay. No, I mean, take more time to explain that you're going to present evidence.
Okay, okay.
And that she's a bitch.
Listen, I don't want to sway the jury here, but she was a see you next Tuesday.
Okay,
leading the witness.
Here we go.
Omar is the dick.
So
thanks for joining us.
I'm checking into a hotel. And this is the kind of hotel that doesn't have that long check-in desk. It has 3 little units.
Yeah, annoying. Okay? Go ahead.
And there's this guy on the phone, kind of checking his phone. He's clearly the guy who's next in line. There's only one kiosk open.
Okay.
This happens all the time. This is like a supermarket issue. Like, hey, man, line's open over here. Yes.
Right,
okay.
Exactly, yeah. Right? So it's not really, he's not really clearly next in line, but he is in line, right? Mm-hmm. And I see that, and I'm coming from the elevators on the right side of the hotel, and I am swooping up right behind him. At the same time, I'm lining up behind him, and this woman is asking the guy who is in line, are you in line? Mm-hmm. And we kind of arrive at the same time, okay. But wait, I'm clearly...
Who's she asking? You?
She's asking, no, the guy who's in line already.
Who's in line? Okay.
Right. So I'm swooping up behind him, and I'm standing here, and then she's asked, are you in line? And we kind of arrive at the same time.
So mm-hmm. did you not take the in-line rope path?
Oh, there's no okay. ropes or anything. Right. No, it's freestanding room. So I see her. She's an older lady, 60-ish, and I say to her...
Does this end with you punching her? Because
No.
All right.
So I says to her, just to be kind of kind, he's like, hey, you want to be fair? Do you want to flip for it?
A flip?
Wait,
flip
you
for
say
it.
That?
Yeah, I say that. And I have a quarter. I'm like...
Are you in a huge rush?
Am I in a huge rush? No, absolutely not.
So you could have just gone, go ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. But I was clearly next in line.
But you didn't take the path.
What do you mean? There is no path.
There's a path.
You did say you swooped there's in.
No, she came from another area. She was in front. I was in back of him. Mm-hmm. So I clearly knew that was the line, and I got in line. And she was asking the guy, are you in line? As I got in line. So I was one step ahead of her.
Okay.
But not
is my
him.
Point.
Okay.
No, not him. So, no, I'm asking the lady because she was kind of like, we arrived at the same time. So, me, to be fair, was like, hey, do you want to flip?
You want to flip over next? Sort of funny.
Yeah. And I think it's fair.
Sure.
Okay. And then she looks at me kind of like, what the hell? You know? And then she picks up the phone and she's like, yeah, I'm waiting on this line. I think this jerk's going to go ahead of me.
Yeah. Respect.
That's incredible.
I'm with her.
And then, I love it. I love it.
She wasn't talking to anybody, by the way.
Nobody.
She was talking to nobody.
Team old lady. Are we done or what?
No, really? And then,
so far.
And then at that, what? So far? What do you mean? I was the next one in line.
You're the weirdo who asked to flip a coin.
Well, I could have just went ahead and said nothing.
Also, you didn't take the path. The path is
there
important.
There is no path.
There's a path. There's always a path.
I feel like you explained that you bypassed a path.
There is no path.
There was a path.
There's always a path.
There's a path always.
Listen, there's no path.
Even if it's not roped off, there's a path.
What do you mean the path?
It comes from behind the person that's in line.
That's where I was.
That's not what you said.
She was coming in from the right. I was coming in from the left. And I swooped and went in the left. She was...
I think it's the swoop that's misleading.
He went into a submissive swoop.
No. So, maybe swoop's the wrong word.
Okay.
You know, I just went and lined up behind him.
Okay. Oh, I see. That didn't sound like that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So technically, you could have said, I was in line first and I'm going
to
stay here.
Absolutely. Okay. And I wanted to be kind of courteous to her.
Kind of, but so, hoping
no,
you win the
you
flip.
You weren't being courteous. You were being a sarcastic dick.
Really? No.
Yes.
No, I thought I was being funny. I thought I was being funny.
I think Omar could pass that off as a joke.
I think he would make it funny. Yeah, I was totally
really?
Being funny. Yeah,
I would have been like, are we trying to figure out who's kicking first? Like, what? I mean,
which side of the field do you want to defend?
Like, what flipping coin? I would have immediately said, we don't do that here.
It's rock, paper, scissors. That's what you do.
Well, that's another thing I would have done, too. I was like, you know, you want to rock, paper, scissors for it. So she got to the... I guess maybe she's not talking to anybody. But she's like, this jerk's going to go ahead of me. And then I was just like, you know what, lady? For you being rude... Bye. And I just
wait, did you say that?
Yeah,
you
totally.
Didn't just think it. You said bye. And you waved with your
hand
like that?
Yeah, totally. And then I took the next spot in line. And by the way, so this is the kicker too. As I left, she called me, I've been called a lot of things in my life, right? But I've never been called this. I was leaving and she's like, yeah, a piece of white trash just walking in front of me.
Yeah. Feel good, Omar. You finally passed.
You're a white man.
Oh my God,
you're a
right?
White man.
Listen.
And in my opinion, I think at the end of the day, he might be the dick.
What?
Because this woman didn't ask. She's a 60-year-old. I mean, you could have just been like, all right, older lady.
Dude, I have my family with me and everything behind me.
Oh, now he's adding stuff. Yeah, didn't say that before.
Right?
That was added.
I said, were you in a rush? You said no.
I'm not in a rush. No, absolutely not. I'm with the kids. I'm on vacation. We're not looking
to
get anywhere quickly. The
fake phone call, though, that one hurts me. The fake phone call might have pushed me to do what Omar did.
Yeah,
which
sure.
is, hey, don't do that.
But again, dude. I've not totally stricken the word swoop from the record.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay,
that's
you know what?
Swayed me.
Sorry, you know what? You have to strike that from the record because I shouldn't have said that. I walked up right behind him, and that's what I took my place in line. That's what happened. Swoop was an incorrect verbiage.
Okay,
jury.
Is it fair to hate both of you?
No, but we're trying to come to a consensus.
Okay, because I hate both.
I don't want a hung jury.
Really?
Yeah.
I was trying to be funny.
I don't know.
We don't need a hung jury. We need.
I don't know.
We need two out of three.
If you then went bye to me, I'd be like, you.
Yeah, but that's deep.
At that point,
deep
I was.
Phone call. That was the phone call, the fake phone call.
It was deep.
At that point, yeah, I was pissed. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, get out. And then, right. I mean, what cut deep was calling me white. I mean.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen at 6:53. 10 till, Ali takes a look at what's happening.
Listen, I am strangely excited about this. Okay. Nikki and Brie Bella are both pregnant at the same time.
I'm sorry, what?
Expecting little Bella babies within 2 weeks of each other.
Really?
That's exciting. So we've got Brie Bella, who's married to Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. They have a little girl already named Birdie. And they're now going to have another child. And then you've got Nikki, who notoriously forever, all she wanted to do was get married and be a mom. John Cena was like, yeah, not in the cards for us. And mm-hmm. she's like, okay. And then they'd break up. Then he'd come back and say, okay, maybe it is possible down the line. And she's like, okay, I can do it. And then they'd get back together. And then ultimately, they broke up again. Mm. She's now with her Dancing with the Stars partner from when she was on the show. Artem
That's it.
He's my favorite.
What's his last name? That's a mispronunciation because I don't know how to say it.
But I don't think anyone else does either. So.
And also, it's not GERF.
It's not GERF.
So whatever.
Don't
what
cares.
Yeah, it should be GERF. It's not GERF. What was that guy's name? Gleb. It was Gleb.
Even Gleb. Worse.
Worse than GERF. So now they're both pregnant at the same time. Brie was trying. Nikki, not so much trying, is what she says in an interview. She's like, yeah, nope, sure wasn't trying to have a baby with my now fiance, but pregnant at the same time.
I think there are more successful relationships from Dancing with the Stars than there are from
Bachelor?
The Bachelor. Like, it
Absolutely.
Seems like every time a celebrity gets paired with some hot dancer, it's like, oh, I'm also in love with him now. I left my husband.
They work out 7-8 hours a day.
And in like close quarters, they're like basically holding each other for 8 hours. Yeah.
I went to watch Psycho Mike when he was on there, Mike Catherwood, and it's hard work.
Yeah.
And so you're with that person all day, every day.
Yeah.
Didn't happen to him, but I can see how it would.
You have to drop any sort of, like all your insecurities go out the door. You're completely vulnerable with this person.
Plus your personal space is no longer there when you're dancing.
Plus the sweat.
Right.
The music. Oh, so sensual.
I mean, you're crumpling papers.
Yeah. Oh. Super into it. Yeah. You're just yelling out Gleb in the middle of the night.
Nope.
It's over. Yeah. That was it.
That ruined it.
My wife has been asked to do it.
Multiple times, I imagine.
Yeah, many times. Wow. And each time she has decided against it.
Because she knows that her dance instructor will be way better than you.
What if she got Gleb, though? What if she got Gleb?
The irony of her leaving me for Gleb is too intense to even
challenge.
That would
be the best thing ever. In retrospect, 10 years from now. Yeah,
a lot of clips you could play of us making fun of Gleb. Gleb getting the last laugh on me.
That would be quite funny.
Would be great.
Is there any world in which Danielle would say yes?
I do not think so, no.
Really?
Yeah, I think years ago she wanted to do it, and then when they started calling her, she was already over it. It is a, I know this sounds insane, but it is kind of a classy reality show in comparison to, like, you know, Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, sure.
At least people have made a career out of being on Dancing with the Stars, but I don't think it's for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're fine now. You're in the clear with Gleb.
Yeah, Gleb and I
will
keep our distance.
What if she did and her partner was Gleb?
I wouldn't
get over it.
Look, I like you a lot.
Yes.
I would never be able to stop laughing. I just wouldn't. I couldn't stop laughing at that.
Every day I had to imagine that Gleb and my wife are holding each other for 7-8 hours.
Oh, yep. Man.
Wouldn't be ideal.
We were Glebbing to every story,
too. Everybody but his wife. Yeah. Like, nope, I want her off the show. Oh, his name is Gleb.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's great.
There's so much joy with that whole story.
He's great.
Congratulations to
you. Don't you think he would be better for her than you?
No.
Okay.
I'm just
putting it out there.
No. I am better for her than Gleb. How dare you?
This is impossible.
How truly dare you?
That is terrible. I don't like it. Guys, I read this this story and just, I don't know why it brought me joy, but Dutch cops nabbed a thief with 30 cell phones stuffed into his bike shorts at a Sum 41 concert.
What?
It's got everything. You almost don't even need to read on.
Say it again.
Dutch cops nabbed a thief with 30 cell phones stuffed into his bike shorts at a Sum 41 concert.
The most embarrassing thing about that is being at a Sum 41 concert.
No, I don't know. The bike shorts are pretty embarrassing, too.
Yeah.
And then trying to stick 30 phones
in bike shorts.
They're so tight. There's no phone.
Point. What are you doing?
What an idiot.
Guys, I can't.
Would that guy be better with Daniel?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I,
just asking.
I think I beat him.
Okay.
The 34-year-old pickpocket, he's believed to be a part of a roving gang of thieves. I wonder if they all wore bike shorts.
The bike short
I can't. Gang? Oh. They walked around the concert just stealing phones and stuffing them in their shorts.
But if you're going to do that, why don't you wear clothes that you can stuff them in?
Bring a backpack.
Something.
Also,
something.
It's kind of impressive how many pickpocketing. Like, they did how many?
30.
That was 30 in one dude's shorts.
That's their real talent. They were able to take 30 cell phones. I'm looking at the optimistic
that
side.
That is the optimistic side. The negative side is maybe wear something where you could hide them.
Yeah.
Also, they were at a Sum 41 concert.
There's right? also that.
Yeah.
I think they were just in too deep.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. Oprah Winfrey, Edward Burns, Tom Selleck, Adam Lambert, and Justin Hartley. And that's what's happening.
Guys, I am so excited. My get up on this is about to happen. And it's someone. He's coming in here.
Okay. All
right. It's a musician I promise that none of you have heard yet.
All
but
right.
after you hear it, he will become one of your favorites. After.
Jensen, every Wednesday at this time,
yes.
has a feature where he introduces new stuff to you called Get Up On This.
Get up. Get on up. On this. Get up. Get on up. On this.
Get up.
Get on up.
On this.
Get up. Get on up.
On this.
Listen, when we talk about Bakersfield on Kevin in the Morning, it's usually just about one thing.
Corn.
Exactly. The pioneers of nu metal rock corn.
Okay.
And then it just disappears. We don't talk about Bakersfield ever again.
Because Bakersfield is not good.
Come on. We'll find out.
Oh,
we'll find
I'm
out.
Sorry.
This you got, sweet
wait, I'm
face.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
We'll find out what
represent,
our guest says.
Young
Listen,
man, represent.
I want to introduce you guys to Junior Mesa from Bakersfield. Defend your city now already. Too early to do it. Go.
I don't know if I'm going to defend
yeah!
it, but...
You're letting that man win.
Yes!
Don't let him win.
Okay, it's not the worst place in the world.
Okay,
but
I didn't
okay,
say it was the
go.
Worst place in the
there
world.
There you go.
All right.
Okay,
it's not
that's
the worst
good.
Place.
We'll take it.
He is a 20-year-old singer-songwriter who looks much younger than 20 years old. We've already established that here in the studio. I stumbled on his debut EP, Peace, at the end of last year, and I absolutely fell in love with it. The EP was released by Nice Life, which is the record label that you may have heard of from some Grammy winner named Lizzo. So he's sort of... is that a pressure, by the way, being on the label kind of right after Lizzo?
These days, yes.
Right.
When I first got on the label... Lizzo wasn't, like, as big as she became.
Sure.
She was just some chick that played the flute.
Yeah.
He has a timeless, smooth sound that if I played it for you without any pretense, if I just was like, here's some music, there is no world where you could decide what decade it was released in. Which is a crazy thing for
That's
music.
Usually pretty easy to do.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to capture. Sort of an eccentric list of influences that he's said in the past that are more 60s than 2020. Ella Fitzgerald, Sly and the Family Stone, Jimi Hendrix, right? In addition to singing on the album, he plays all of the instruments, guitar, drums, piano, bass.
He's one of those annoying guys with all the talent.
Wow.
He got all the talent.
Too much. So before we get into it with Junior himself, who's here in the studio, let's listen to 3 a.m. off his new EP, Peace.
I'm sorry, how old is he?
Junior Mesa, 20 years old. How does someone at your age have that kind of sort of timeless smooth? Where does that come from?
I think I had a lot of influences, like, in high school that I was trying to replicate recording this EP.
Who, especially, were you trying to replicate?
I think for this song, it was very, like, Beatles-inspired.
Yeah, sounds it.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
But, like, when, like, kids your age are listening to, like, Little Yachty, are you just like, sorry, I have vinyl to deal with? Like, are you sort of that kind of kid? Like, were you always directed towards
you
older
know,
stuff?
It's weird. I didn't have a lot of friends in Bakersfield, so I think I kind of developed.
That's funny. Neither do we.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're an old soul, it feels like. You were born in a different time.
Are you an only child?
Back.
No, I have three sisters.
Okay, all right.
That says something about it a little. Well, how did you learn all the instruments? Like, how did you? Are you self-taught?
Yeah, so I learned guitar off YouTube when I was
Oh my gosh!
16.
You get out right now with
I learned guitar from YouTube.
Unbelievable!
You can learn anything from YouTube, but I think guitar would be very difficult.
Dude, YouTube is the best.
Agreed.
It's so much easier than you.
Agreed. Anything you need in life, how to, blah 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 blah, and then everything pops up. Usually, exactly. It's a person that's 10 or below. That's going too fast for me to keep up with.
But I don't understand. So then you just start doing it for all different instruments? Like start with guitar and then you get over to drums and...
Yeah, I just started collecting as many instruments as I could find. And I'm still in the process of doing that. So I started with guitar, then I went to piano.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you work... Peace is the name of the EP, by the way. We're with Junior Mesa. How long had you worked on that?
The EP?
Yeah.
So I made All or Nothing like 2 years ago. So that one's... been around for a while, but we just recorded it and made like the studio version about 4 or 5 months ago.
And it's produced mostly by you and Ricky Reed, who people might recognize from this last weekend. His name was all over the Grammys. He was Lizzo's producer as well.
Yeah.
He's done tons of huge hits over the years. Are there any musicians that you're currently inspired by, despite your music sounding nothing like anyone else who's out?
Oh, I really like Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Tame Impala.
Sure.
People like that.
All right, well, I love Mac DeMarco. Let's listen to another Junior Mesa song. This song is called All or Nothing.
Oh, the sad is true. Give all you are to me.
Marvin Gaye-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, is that someone that you sort of listen to as well as influence?
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what year were you born, you weirdo?
Right?
When people see you, I had seen a music video you directed also?
Partially.
Yeah. I mean, you're listed as one of the directors.
You learned that off YouTube, too?
No. I think
Are people surprised by what you look like? Because you look young. People would assume because it's sort of a soulful, old soul sound, they, you know, you kind of look like you're in Napoleon Dynamite a little. Okay. Like, you're a child.
He does not look like Napoleon Dynamite.
But he looks like a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, he looks like
to me.
Child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's got one of those faces that's, you're going to be hearing this for 30 years. People are going to be like, what, you're 60? You look 10.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
You're
always going to
look 10. Shouldn't be. You're so lucky.
Are people surprised by what you look like when they come see you live?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like, whoa, you look really young.
Yeah. I mean, that's
It's just not the style of music that people who are 20 normally are into.
And if you listen to the lyrics, which is what I want to ask you about next, like it's about like a lot of loneliness and heartbreak and stuff like that. Like, is that from your experiences that you've taken in?
Definitely. Like 3 a.m. is all about insecurity and wondering if I'm good enough for somebody that's...
Give me their name.
I will find that person if they hurt you. Hunt them. We speak for Junior Mesa now. we are your squad.
Yes, we are.
So, listen, you can download the EP Peace anywhere you stream music. Go ahead. Get the album. Let's listen to one more song. We'll get rid of Junior Mesa and let him go to sleep because I'm sure it's very early for him. Here's one more song you can hear live. Also, you have a show... Correct? At the Roxy?
I do.
On February 23rd with Luna Luna and Archer O. You can go see him live and be as surprised as we all are by how he looks. But this is one song called Intergalactic that might be my favorite. I love this song.
Question. Did you know you could write songs before you became interested in learning the musical instruments, or were you interested in learning musical instruments first and then realized you could write songs?
I was definitely into the instruments first.
You were? Okay.
Yeah. So
Because there's no guarantee that if you can play an instrument, you can write a song. Those are two different things.
Yeah, I think I kind of found a dead end when I was learning to play guitar, where I kind of ran out of steam, and I was like, what do I do now? So I kind of naturally started songwriting.
And that was last year?
When did it start? When did you start to do this?
I picked up guitar when I was 16. And then,
I mean, that's still only 4 years ago.
It's only 4 years? That was the first instrument that you picked up.
Yes.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Junior.
I feel
Mesa.
Like he's made of particles of like John Lennon and Ella Fitzgerald, and then they mushed you into a human.
Oh,
are
I
you
hope
sure
so.
Your parents are your parents?
Are you sure you're not time traveling?
Are you an alien?
These are all questions we
These
have.
Are good questions.
You can get the album again, the EP.
He didn't answer.
He didn't. He's totally silent
Spell
about
his
it.
His last name.
Okay.
Mesa, M-E-S-A. Again, it's Junior Mesa. That is my get up on this week. Junior, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I feel like we just saw a star early in his career.
Agreed.
It's my feeling. Thank you, guys.
Get up, get on up, on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
Get up,
get on up,
on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
Do you have apps on your phone that you can't delete? We'll talk about it. So you're sitting there, you're going through your phone, you're going, I don't use this app, I'm going to delete it. I don't use this app, I'm going to delete it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll use that one. Mm-hmm. And it's made its way from two phones ago to last phone to this phone.
Yeah.
And you've never used it?
Ever.
Why does that happen?
I think I've had some apps since the flip phone that I just I've just decided not to erase.
But have you not used them? Or very seldom used them?
Because, I have a few. I've
because
never
that's
used.
The way I look at it is, like, oh, am I using that? No. Okay, I'm going to delete it. Uh-huh. But there are a couple that have made it, and it's a weird, weird thing.
But now when you...
That I've never used.
But now that you've called yourself out on it, do you feel like you'll use them?
Unfortunately, I have the same feeling, which is I might.
Right. What are these
there
apps?
There might come a time. One is Calm, which is like a meditation
app. And you've never used it?
Never used it, no. But I've talked about having insomnia, and people call in. They go, oh, mm-hmm. that's very important, breathing. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, maybe some night when I'm in the middle, you know, middle of the night and I can't sleep, maybe I'll use Calm.
Right.
And how long has it been there?
That's a relatively new one, I think.
Okay.
Probably
okay.
for a year.
You might notice thoughts arising as you sit. Thoughts about the past. Thoughts about the future.
Callie, wake up.
Thoughts about something you should have said or done. Thoughts about what's for lunch.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So will I use that? I don't know, but I haven't deleted it.
I am a Calm fan.
Uh-huh. Used it. You use it?
A ton.
Okay.
Use it a ton.
Uh-huh.
And I think it would help you greatly, says the guy who gets 11:30 p.m. emails from Kevin.
Yeah. Right. I'm concerned that you said that's a relatively new one, and it's been there about a year. Okay? Concerning.
Okay.
What
I've had some apps forever.
That's my question. What are those
well,
ones?
Well, Twitter, Instagram, that kind of stuff that you...
No, but ones you don't use.
Oh, don't use.
Yeah.
I only have two that I really don't use.
Okay.
A bunch of photography ones, because
okay.
I do like photography.
Mm-hmm.
But,
sure.
And I occasionally use those. Some I haven't really. The other one that's shocking to me, and mm-hmm. I believe was shocking to you guys, is TED Talks. I have a TED Talks app.
No, you don't.
I do.
I can guarantee you've never clicked on that app.
I've never clicked on that app. But I can't get away from it.
There might be a good TED Talk that you want to listen
there's
to.
There's something
okay.
in
one
me
day, yeah.
that thinks
yeah.
one day,
yeah.
what Jensen says, when I get polio or whatever, when, when I'm laid up for 2 months, maybe I'll find something interesting.
I did
there.
Not see that coming.
I know.
TED Talk.
Not at all.
Why would I put it on there?
I don't know.
Now, I have used it once.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You have apps that you don't use, but for some reason you can't seem to delete them.
Yeah, or one you haven't used in years.
Yes.
I could see that,
that
too.
That you really don't need it, but you think maybe...
I could get into Angry Birds again at one
yes.
point. Like, that's mm-hmm. the kind of thing I'm looking for.
So TED Talks is not me.
Yeah.
It's not my type of thing.
Mm-hmm. I like a clean phone. I like things just to look tidy.
I have 10 pages of apps.
No, I have...
They're not all full, but I have 10 pages.
I have 3 pages, and I feel like that's a lot.
Maybe you need to go through my phone. Can I pay you to go through my phone?
I absolutely will. Okay. However, as I'm going through, I'm like, I don't even... How do you even pronounce this one? Fitbit? Why would I have that? I mean, really, though, why did I download Fitbit?
I don't know, but I can't stand...
I haven't finished my steps today.
Yeah,
I'm just going to finish them around my house. Tweet. F you people.
We don't want to know how many steps you took.
Nobody cares.
So I did use TED Talks one time,
okay.
and that's when we went to New York in November and went to see Darren Brown.
Okay.
Yes.
And I saw that Darren Brown, the mentalist guy, was on TED Talks.
Okay.
And so I did watch this.
All right, so Jessica, I won't ask your age, but is it a question essentially about the future?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, so what do we ask? What does Jessica ask about the future? So am I okay with late 30s, early 40s? I'm going to have to sort
take
of...
it. I'm taking it.
Yeah, so I mean, so it's him on Broadway.
Can't mm-hmm. believe you haven't used it more than once with that riveting clip.
But... I didn't pull the clip. But I watched that on my computer. Okay. Never used it on my phone.
How I don't weird. Know why. You bypassed your app to use yes. it on your laptop.
Yes.
Okay. Kevin.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Maybe I just was searching for him yeah. and that came up. Yeah. I don't know.
I would like to throw my hat into okay. the ring. I just realized that I have the Hot 97 app on my phone, the New York radio station. The
That's hip-hop. Like a hip-hop okay. station there?
It's a foundation. It's one of the best radio stations for hip-hop in the world. I don't remember ever downloading it. Why would I need their app?
Uh-huh.
That's one that really
it's
affects
It's been on
me.
Your phone for a long time.
Oh, I'm sure years.
Yeah.
On top of that, I also have MasterClass. Do you know what that
oh,
is?
Oh, yeah, I do know what that is.
The thing you get, like, advertised where, like, David Lynch will teach you filmmaking.
Yes. Yes.
Or, like, you know, Jerry Bruckheimer will teach you how to film an explosion.
Those look interesting sometimes.
They're always interesting. Yeah. Now, someone gave me a beautiful gift for Christmas one year. You know how it's, like, hard to find gifts for friends? Mm-hmm. He was like, you know what? I've given you the MasterClass. You can download every single... It seems like a very nice
That's
gift.
That's nice. Yeah.
And I've had it now for over almost 2 years. I've never watched one MasterClass, but...
But you think you might.
I could one day... What if I need to know how to cook like Rachel Ray? It'll be right here.
Oh. Is there going to come a point where you need that?
Who knows?
Never. I will say I did have one that I deleted about 4 months ago because I was like, what? I don't, what the, and no. It was an app that had all the different horns from the NHL from different places. So like the Kings, when you score a goal, it's a different sounding horn than when the Ducks score a goal.
I have that one.
No! Wow. I deleted that because I was like, what? I never will use
what
this.
What is it called?
Like hockey horn app something.
Unreal.
Yeah,
something
like so that. Stupid.
It's really ridiculous.
Yes.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Sometimes you're like, I don't know. I want to hear that Blues horn.
I wonder what happens with the Capitals score. Then you go right there to the app and you know.
Oh, wow. That sounds
that
real
right
good.
There, that was Canadian.
Oh, no. We're complete dorks for having that.
Total dork. You still have it.
I do. You delete. At least you deleted it. What was your reasoning? No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So bad
times.
So, Daniel, hold on. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. Apps that for some reason you don't use, but you seem to not be able to delete them. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock. We're taking your calls on you have an app that for some reason you're not able to get rid of. You can't delete it. You don't really use it,
mm-hmm.
but you can't really delete it. Everybody that's on hold, Dan, Mike, Anthony, hold on, and we'll get to your calls next on K-Rock.
Kevin.
Just to show
Kevin.
You. Just to show you.
It's my hockey horn app.
Just to show you how little he's used it.
He doesn't know how to work it.
He was
it.
Struggling to even work it.
Look, there's a mute button on it. I didn't know.
Okay.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
All right, apps that you can't delete off your phone no matter what. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Let's take some calls. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Dan. Thank you for holding on, Dan, from Pico Rivera. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So what I have is this app called the Flux Capacitor app.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Back to the Future fan.
Really?
You hold it vertically. It's the Flux Capacitor horizontally. It's the time circuit.
Okay.
I downloaded that when I first got my iPhone 3G about like 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've used it maybe once,
mm-hmm.
and I've never used it again, and I don't want to get rid of it because, I don't know, what if I need it?
Well,
what,
I mean,
if, what if you, what if you but, need it? Well, that's the thinking that keep that I have that mm-hmm. keeps apps on my phone that I can't get rid of. But
that's also the mentality of a hoarder, just so everyone
that's true.
Addresses that.
What if I need it?
I mean, I feel like we could get you to erase the Flux Capacitor, Dan, because you're never going to truly need it.
Well, what if I get my DeLorean?
Right.
I mean, he's got a point.
Right. He does
All
have
right.
a point.
Yeah, keep it.
Point Dan. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Mike in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So you have an app that you can't delete.
I actually have three.
Three?
So I have TED Talks.
Okay.
Which
have you ever
I
used
don't
it?
Use on the phone.
Okay.
I have Lead Maps, which I don't use on the phone. Again, I'd rather just go on the internet for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I have Mix, which I used to love their Mix. Previous company, which was StumbleUpon.
Oh, I like that. But I use that on my computer, too.
Yeah, but the OS system on the phone is just it's horrible.
Well, so, you should definitely keep it on your phone then.
Definitely don't erase it.
Oh, no, you're getting the horn. Was that Boston?
No, that's L.A.
That's L.A. Okay. Oh, okay.
Why? So you never use it on your phone? You can't just push delete? Let's do this together.
Together.
Just push delete.
Yeah.
Push delete. You can do it.
I
have faith
in you. I don't
know
if I can.
I have faith
in you.
Can
do
these
it.
People can't,
do
they
it,
can't follow us.
We have faith in you. Delete.
All right, I'm going to delete it today.
Thank you.
Oh, what a liar. Okay.
I feel like Anthony that is on line three might be right. This is one worth saving.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. You have an app that you can't delete. Allie's saying maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do it. I got it like 3-4 years ago. I was on some website. It says the app was on sale. It's called Knots. It's called Knots 3D, and it's all about how to tie different knots with rope. And I can't help.
I'm sorry, what?
My overwhelming. It's how to tie knots.
How to tie knots. Yeah.
How to tie knots. And I just think if the world ever goes to crap, I'm going to need that app.
So zombie apocalypse.
He needs it. And we're going to be like, who can tie this?
And he'll be
and
like,
Anthony's like, I can.
What? Where's Anthony? Do you remember where Anthony's from?
That's not what we're Anthony's going to say. You're going to say, can anyone tie a knot? And Anthony's going to go, oh, I have an app I've never opened. We could all open it together. I mean, that's barely
And then his phone will be dead because he hasn't charged it
not
in like 2 months.
Anthony. Anthony charges his phone. I feel good about Anthony.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll put on battery saver. We'll be okay, guys.
Thank you, Anthony.
Well, I'm eating Anthony first.
What?
Took a real turn. Anthony's saving us.
I don't think that's what the conversation is. Who we eat first.
Well, all right. Good luck.
Thank you, Anthony. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Riley in Orange. Good morning, Riley.
Oh, good morning. Oh, this is super crazy talking to you guys. I never get to listen to you guys. I'm never up at this hour.
Well, I'm glad you're calling.
It's really cool to be on the air with you guys this morning.
Thank you. We still might have to make fun of you.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I used to work for the airline, so I used to travel a lot. And so Airbnb used to be, like, my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I now work for the Marriott hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And now I always stay at Marriott's.
So you literally
don't need Airbnbs anymore.
You literally don't need that anymore.
Exactly. But for some reason, I can't delete it. Every time I need space on my phone, I'm trying to, like, download something else. It's like, you must delete an app to make room. I, like, always was like, no, I need Airbnb. I might use that later.
Riley, delete it now.
Let's
make some progress together.
At least Riley has an excuse. He could be like, I'm always looking at the competition. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always trying to
But he's
out.
Not.
I mean,
he's
but
not using it.
All right, well.
Riley, let's...
It can't get cheaper than my, like, $30, $40 room.
Right? I was going to say, let's make this all worth it and send us your discount code.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or
let's
Riley,
do that, Riley.
I have an idea. Keep the app and quit your job.
Oh.
I mean, at least that would make
Then you won't need your job because you'll have a place to stay.
Exactly.
None of this makes sense, guys.
I think delete it, Riley.
Yeah, and quit.
Delete and quit. That's our advice to you.
Delete and quit.
Yes, both.
Oh, man, you guys are hilarious. I love it.
Good luck with you, man. We have one.
I've been trying for 5 minutes to get my phone to work.
We have one text from the 626. The 1 second a day video app. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
No.
It's basically you can video yourself for 1 second, and then at the end of the year, you have like a whole clip of 1 second every day.
Right.
He said he downloaded it, and he keeps saying, I'll start it on the first of next month, but I keep forgetting. Then I might as well wait till New Year's Day at that point. I keep forgetting then, and it's been 3 years.
Oh,
it's Brenda
geez.
From Montebello. Another one is Laura from Long Beach. I have a shark tracker app, and I never go to the beach.
Okay.
What?
Come on.
She just wants to know if they're within 20 miles of land.
She could easily erase that one.
All right, let's go to Gilbert in West Covina. Good morning, Gilbert.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So you have an app that you can't delete. What is it?
Yeah, I have Lumosity. So it's brain games.
Okay.
I paid $200 for a lifetime subscription. And I used to use it, but it's probably been about 2-3 years since I used it consistently.
But every time you think of deleting it, you say to yourself, I spent $200. I have a lifetime membership.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't used it in 3 years.
I mean, you know what? So there's certain features on it that I probably used maybe like 3-4 months ago. Like there's a meditation thing to it now. So I've used that. But
okay.
It's like I just can't bring myself to it. You know what? I'm telling myself today I'm going to use it.
Well, I think you're lying.
I mean, that's the opposite of what we're saying.
I think you're clearly lying. Yourself.
We're saying you're not using it, so delete it.
We actually just helped Gilbert.
That's correct.
We made sure his $200 is going to.
We have tickets for you to see the Lumineers at Staples Center and a chance to qualify to see them at Lollapalooza in Brazil.
Mm.
which is really a pretty cool prize.
Very nice, yeah.
Coming up, it's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Time for What's Happening.
A lot of people on Twitter found this to be pretty adorable. Brad Pitt attending the 2020 Oscar nominees luncheon at the Dolby Theater on Monday. Despite being one of the biggest movie stars in the world, he wore a name tag on his suit that read, Brad Pitt, actor in a supporting role once upon a time in Hollywood. I just think that's so adorable. Like,
I like that.
You're looking at Brad Pitt and you're like, who's this guy? Oh, Brad Pitt, you say. Mm. Excellent.
If I were him, you know what I would have put on my name tag?
What?
My name is Jim. I am homeless.
All right. very unnecessary use of a name tag, a lot of people were saying. But one person said, Brad Pitt's name tag at the Oscars luncheon deserves its own Oscar. I'm not sure they understand Oscars for that.
It doesn't work like that.
I don't think that's how Oscars work. Speaking of Oscars, though, you guys are coming up February 9th, 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC, 5 p.m. Pacific.
They're already closing off parts of Hollywood Boulevard.
Sure, yeah. Already?
Highland already this week.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I was thinking, wait,
crazy.
No, it can't be the same day as the Super Bowl, which is Sunday.
Mm.
But they're already doing that. They're closing off streets right around there.
Wow.
For the Oscars.
Yeah, 2 weeks from Sunday.
Great.
A week from Sunday.
Yeah, a week from Sunday.
2 weeks from last Sunday. Is that helpful, right. Allie?
No, that didn't help anyone.
No, it is not.
A week
not.
From Sunday, but I was surprised coming in that they were starting to close off.
Yeah, that's
way early. I don't care.
Sir, Ray J doesn't care about anything.
He doesn't drive past that
hates
area.
It. Hates award shows. Huh.
Well, I mean, you don't win awards. You're not even invited to them. No use. But we do have a crop of celebrities who will be announcing some of the awards. Zazie Beetz, Timothée Chalamet, Will Ferrell, Gal Gadot, Mindy Kaling. Kaling. Do it every time.
I always think it's Kaling, but
I do it every time.
I don't know.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Mark Ruffalo.
Richie!
Is Richie going to be there?
No, neither will the man that played Richie.
Ah.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Kelly Marie Tran and Kristen Wiig. And, of course, last year's Oscar winners, Regina King, Rami Malek, Olivia Colman, and Mahershala Ali will all be there presenting the acting categories.
Good list.
Great list.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
People I really want to see, but it's the Oscars.
They're pretty dull.
They're so dull.
Not fun time.
Not a fun show. But
I mean, at least the Grammys tries by putting together these different
performances, really.
I like that they swing for the fences. Sometimes they miss, but I like that they swing.
The thing about the Grammys, too, talking about all the performances, they don't give away an award until like 45 minutes in. You're like, oh, wait, this is an award show.
I think three awards are televised in 3 hours, basically.
Tough. This is pretty funny. Have you guys been to Galaxy's Edge yet, Star Wars?
Not
at Disneyland? No. Well, it was one of the most anticipated events in theme park history. And everything is so you feel like you existed on a planet in the Star Wars universe. Everything. We're talking cups, forks, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Including a spork.
A spork.
A spork at a Docking Bay 7, the land's main eatery. There was an unusually shaped metal spork for guests to eat with.
Okay.
Everyone stole them. So they finally said,
Star Wars on them or whatever?
And they just look like
old or whatever.
Like something that you'd get on a different planet.
Yeah. See, those people ruined it for everybody.
They sure did because they stopped having them. At this Docking Bay 7. Yeah. They just said, you know what? It's ridiculous. But then Disney was like, hey, why are we not selling these?
That's right.
So
King of Mexico just said, I can't wait to go get mine.
Well, he's not alone because now you can get them at Docking Bay 7 for $10.99.
That's
Dave
a bargain.
Be first
for
in
a
line.
Spork
that everyone stole.
And they're now all over eBay. So you know those people are ticked. They're like, oh crap.
Cuts into my eBay price.
You know what was a better price than $10.99?
What?
Free. People just walked away with it. And then Disney was like $11. Like that's so you're telling me that everyone who stole a spork, they stole an $11 item?
I don't.
Seems like
so.
It's maybe overpriced.
I
would say $1.99 or something. But I'm not Disney, and they seem to be doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem to know what they're doing.
Business-wise, they seem to be pretty solid.
Sure.
So,
Speaking of pretty solid, Andy Samberg's Palm Springs, it's the new movie he's in, has just broken the record for the biggest sale in the history of the Sundance Film Festival by 69 cents.
Nice.
I mean, they clearly picked that.
They clearly did that just to do it. By the way, the price for this comedy, $17,500,000 and 69 cents. That figure exceeds the previous record set by The Birth of a Nation in 2016, which went for $17.5 million. That's a crazy amount for a film to be purchased for at Sundance.
Yeah, especially a comedy.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see
Me
that.
Me too.
Yeah. Andy Samberg, I told you guys off the air that recently I went back and I watched one of my favorite Brooklyn Nine-Nine sketches.
I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So funny.
Where they're in front, they've got the lineup in front of them. Andy Samberg's character is back there with somebody who is looking at the lineup trying to figure out who the person that wronged her is. Mm-hmm. And she says, oh, you know what? I just remember the way he sang the song that was playing in the bar at the time. And he's like, what song? And she said, the song by Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. And he's like, okay, so number one, sing I Want It That Way. So the guy just kind of looks around. He's like, you are my fire. And then the next one, my one desire. And then the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And then they all start singing,
all
tell
harmonies.
Me why. And then it just cuts to the woman. She goes, number six. Number six is the one that killed my brother. It's the greatest scene. Oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a good show.
It is a good show.
I might have botched that little part, but just go back and watch it. It is, God, it's good.
I think that falls into the category of shows that are great that you sort of forget about because you're always looking for new.
Also, as you know, too much TV.
Right. Yeah.
Too much TV. Guys, the Batman is underway. The Batman. It's
the Batman.
Official.
This is the Robert Pattinson one?
Robert Pattinson, okay. The new Warner Brothers, The Batman. Matt Reeves is directing, and he tweeted an image of the film's first clapperboard. Fellow cast member Jeffrey Wright, Commissioner Gordon, to plebes like you and me, retweeted the shot, writing, shine the light. You guys, it's happening.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Do you think he's mad? He's like, I want to be Batman forever.
Oh, man. See? That's the name of
The Batman will drop June 25th, 2021. So.
Can't do that.
No? You're busy?
Yeah, I bought Lakers tickets for that day.
No, you didn't.
You know, they're not on sale yet. Plus, you're a Clipper fan.
There's a
great point.
Why would you buy Clipper? Why would you buy Laker fan?
That's my problem. I bought number one. They're probably fake tickets because you guys are right. They're not selling tickets for the next season.
Right.
But also, I thought I was buying Clippers tickets. So this is I'm
wow. You are
you're
awful.
A mess.
Yeah, but I can't go. I can't go see it. That is, I'm going to stick to it. Whatever I bought tickets for, I'm going.
You're
to.
You're going to.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a weird bit right there.
I don't want to go. I
really didn't nail that.
Should we try it again?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's June 2021.
I can't do that.
Oh no! What do you have?
I bought tickets to a Clippers game.
They're not selling those yet.
Oh, not yet?
Mm-hmm.
I wondered why Clippers was misspelled. It's better, right?
Oh my God.
Just by.
This is the worst.
Just
ever.
By 1%.
Just by a small amount.
Maybe
that was
not
better.
Even one.
No, it was.
Roughly the same.
It was more confident.
Woo!
Yes, but roughly the same.
Good Lord, that happened.
Thank
let's
you.
Try it again. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, good.
The Batman will be out June 2021.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's distracting.
It's distracting.
Okay, all right.
Do you have something else that day?
Yeah, I bought tickets to a sports thing.
What sports thing?
Yeah, let's make it longer. That's a perfect idea. Let's take a joke that's not funny twice and lengthen it.
That's what we're doing.
I love it.
At least I look at my phone.
Do. He fully commits.
He commits to that. Yeah, he commits to the only part the listeners can't see.
Wow.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Adam Lambert, Tom Selleck, Justin Hartley, Edward Burns, Oprah Winfrey, and that.
Is it really a record if no one else has tried it?
Someone has to try it for a record to be broken.
But is it a record if no one ever tries it again?
That's a great question.
You know what I mean?
Like, many questions.
If no one's ever trying to beat the record, does it still hold any weight?
It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. We have David DeLooper on the phone from 30for30for30.com. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
So to explain, David, you spent 30 days on the road going to 30 different NBA games, which would be a task in its own right. But on top of that, you made sure that in those 30 days, you had to be featured on the Jumbotron on each day.
Correct. My goal was to go to 30 NBA games in 30 days to get on the Jumbotron 30 times, and it was successful. It ended up working out.
You nailed it, which is I'm impressed by it, but I also noticed you wore different costumes to each game.
That pertained to the city.
Tell me about all your strategies in making sure you show up on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, so I developed a formula, and I'm going to go through it with you guys right now.
Nice. I'd love to hear
Absolutely.
It.
Go ahead.
All right, so step one is buy tickets. That's supposed to be a joke, just kidding. But okay, step one is buy tickets to the Lower Bowl.
Hey, wait, but let me just butt in there and say, how do you do that unless you're rich? In the Lower Bowl?
Yeah, so I would buy them actually right before the game started on secondary apps.
Oh, smart.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Sometimes 5 minutes before, and sometimes even when the game started.
Wait, you didn't get a little nervous when it's game time and you don't have a ticket?
David, that's a total butthole pucker.
And you're wearing some ridiculous costume?
Oh, I was extremely nervous. Okay. The anxiety was high for the first
half of
the trip.
Right.
Oh, 100% worth it. 100%
worth it. All right, so continue with your plan.
So tickets, Lower Bowl, preferably in the corner, just because that's where the cameramen are. They're tethered to the camera cord.
Okay.
And then with that, you want to dress up in a costume. One, so that you stand out a little bit. Two, so it shows you're a fun person. And ideally, it attracts the cameramen. Three is wear some apparel of that team.
Right.
For example, if you go to a Philadelphia 76ers game and you're wearing a New York Knicks shirt, you're not going to get on the Jumbotron.
Good point.
That's a big part of it.
Makes sense. Exactly.
And then step four is have some subpar dance moves and have some fun.
I'm sorry, subpar dance moves.
Well, that was my surprise.
I love that.
That was my surprise. David, he has a lot of time to practice here, 30 days. He's a lot of prep, I'm sure. And when he went up there, his dances were just kind of flexes, man. You were just sort of doing muscle moves.
You got to do what's comfortable and do what's fun for yourself. You know, that's the thing. I stayed true to myself. I did watch a couple of YouTube videos. Clearly, based on this conversation, they didn't pay off, but I still have fun.
David, I'm hanging right with you. These two need to get off your neck. I think they're jealous. I think that's what it is. Yeah, of his moves.
They weren't even moves. No, he just moved his arms around.
But wait, so what?
But wait, let me ask you a question. Do you think the fact that you weren't making great moves got the camera's attention even more almost?
I would say the fact that I was having fun is what got the cameraman's attention.
The joy.
Instead of somebody just sitting down looking at the Jumbotron, I was standing up during every timeout and having fun and making the people around me laugh and smile and definitely embarrassing myself, but that was part of the formula.
Now, David, you started this on December 25th. What possessed you to even think this is something I want to do?
Sure. So for me, I fell in love with the NBA a few years ago, and I always, every time I attended a game, whether the team was winning by 20 or losing by 20, if you saw that one person get on the Jumbotron, dance, and have fun, it could change the entire atmosphere of an arena.
Okay. You aren't wrong.
So I said, hey, let's do it. Let me try that out. And started December 25th because that's just what worked for the schedule and was the cheapest over the course of the trip, and also had to get permission from my job to get off.
I mean, I want that job. So a couple other things, too, that I wanted to ask. One, people started recognizing you. Like, you would go to games around 15, 16, and people would come up and, like, ask for autographs and stuff.
Correct, yes. Which was a very surreal feeling, because I was like, are you sure you want me to sign your jersey? Like,
have you seen my dancing?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then my other one is, did you ever have an instance where, like, it came down to the wire? Like, it was fourth quarter, and you haven't been on the Jumbotron yet.
And you go up to the cameraman, you go, dude, can you...
Yeah, here's $100.
Help me.
Yeah, so I did not offer any money to any of the cameramen. I would try to make eye contact with the cameramen as much as possible throughout the game. Mm-hmm. But for me, Brooklyn, day number two, I got on last time out in the fourth quarter wearing a hot dog suit, and I was sweating. My legs were shaking.
Sounds
sexy. Keep in mind, it was day two of 30.
What a bummer.
I was like, oh, my goodness, what do I have to do for the next 28 days? But ended up working out, and it got easier as the trip started to pick up momentum.
definitely got easier, and even some of the team started reaching out, and also even some of the mascots started direct messaging me on Instagram.
The mascots and stuff. Were direct messaging you.
You had mascots sliding into your DMs. That's
usually
super
a problem. Yeah, usually a problem.
Hot.
David, did you ever do this? We had a guy that was a Laker, got on the Jumbotron for the Lakers all the time. They were playing Indiana Pacers. Mm-hmm. In the finals, so we went there, and he put on an Indiana jersey, and he started dancing. He went up on the Jumbotron, and then he ripped his shirt off, and it said Lakers, and the whole place went crazy, and just, boom! It was the best thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Did you ever fake out?
Did you ever sucker punch anyone?
I did not, though. In Philadelphia, I did dress as a colonial, kind of like Ben Franklin,
sure.
And then I ripped open the costume. There was a Sixers jersey underneath, so that got the crowd roaring, and that was on day one, Christmas Day.
David, that is my kink. That is so weird that you did that day.
Do you have family and or friends that questioned you starting this out on Christmas Day?
Oh, yeah. My mom cried a little bit because I couldn't attend Christmas.
No,
but,
David.
She ended up flying down to Florida.
Now who's laughing, right?
For the Orlando game.
Now who's laughing?
Yeah. Look at you. You're on the radio.
What do you
ruined Christmas.
What do you get for this extreme feat?
Yeah, to be honest, nothing. It was just a personal
well done.
Project.
I mean, that's a lot of work for nothing.
Well, I mean, the results are clear. I mean, I definitely inspired a lot of people through the direct messages and all that. And
David,
really
you're
cool.
My favorite.
Cool.
David's a good kid.
You're a good dude. David's
I really wanted to make fun of you, but you seem pretty cool.
You're very nice.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
What's next for David DeLuper?
Yeah.
So currently seeing if I could do this for the WNBA. I think women's basketball, there needs to be some more light shined upon it.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I think it's an extremely competitive league that I'd love to positively bring some more energy and light to it.
Would you double up on costumes?
What was that?
Would you double up and wear the same costumes, or would you switch it up?
Would have to do all new costumes. Would have to keep it fresh.
Yeah, you would.
I like that. And, I mean, would you ever do baseball or football?
No, let's not be ridiculous.
All right, fair enough. That makes sense.
It's people suggested baseball. I just don't like it enough. Basketball, it's the drama, the players, it's the entertainment is there. And in baseball, I don't think it has that same energy. No offense if you guys are baseball.
No, you just made Kevin's day.
No,
he's
I hate,
now,
it.
Yeah, he's
I hate
now,
baseball because it's super boring.
But I do like the idea that he would get on the Jumbotron the first inning and he's like, well, I got 3.5 more hours.
Yep.
What am I going to do in this weird costume?
Oh, man. You'd have to leave.
Did you ever
right?
leave early?
There was a few games that we had to leave early because we were either catching red eye, like in Sacramento, we were catching a red eye from San Francisco, so we had to leave in the third quarter. So there was like a few games we had to leave early after we got on the Jumbotron just for travel logistics.
Well, it sounds worth it.
Yeah, you did it, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And I think you have a pretty good idea for doing it for the WNBA as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're, man.
Yeah,
damn, I wanted to really mock you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the desire to mock me.
Is there anything else in your life that we could ridicule?
Because I mean, other than that, I'm just happy to be back in Philadelphia. Things are back to normal.
I mean,
Philadelphia.
That's crazy,
right? Philadelphia. Right,
right.
It's a garbage
ridiculous.
City.
It's a garbage city.
Right. Yeah, you live in a garbage city, David.
Your chance to win tickets to see the Lumineers at Staples Center on Friday, August 21st, and qualify for a trip to see them again at Lollapalooza in Brazil coming up in less than 10 minutes here on K-Rock.
Hold on.
Allie's losing her mind.
I've got to Google Carl Jung.
What? You're going to have to explain the whole thing.
For some reason, in our WhatsApp, Jensen, why did you post a picture of a young Martha Stewart?
Because someone had posted it on Twitter, and I thought, that doesn't look like... It's a great picture of Martha Stewart. No one's ever seen her young, so I put it in the WhatsApp so everyone could see it.
And you said she's attractive.
Yeah.
And I said, no way. And then I looked, I was like, oh.
Yeah, and it went into quite... We've really...
So I followed
spiraled.
Up with the picture of young Andre the Giant, to which Dave responded with young thug. Then Jensen... did Young the Giant.
Pictures. We're just sending
pictures.
Pictures. Yeah.
Then I did Young Blood. Then Beer Mug did Young Dolph. And I think Dave just won. He just did Young Sheldon.
Mm-hmm. And I did Major League Baseball journeyman Eric Young.
Oh, wait! Beer Mug just did Ernst & Young.
Also very good. A logo of Ernst & Young.
Is this funny to anyone?
This no.
Seems okay. Like it would be funny that if I could play.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I can't really.
Well,
so.
Give a call if you want to
nope.
be in our
nope.
WhatsApp.
Don't
nope.
call now.
No?
Mm-hmm. No, we're not adding anyone to our
no,
WhatsApp.
No, right. We're not.
Mm-mm.
No way.
What, we want to keep
nope.
our jobs?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What you're saying?
Time for What's Happening Here's Allie.
Well, the NFL has responded after 15 teams' Twitter accounts were hacked, including the Super Bowl-bound Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers, as well as the league itself.
at NFL was hacked as well.
Don't you assume companies that big, worth billions of dollars, can protect themselves?
I don't think anybody can.
I don't either. It's shocking, but I don't think you can.
I know we don't hear about it, obviously, but I feel like even the government runs into issues like this all the time.
Absolutely. The hacks were committed by Our Mine, which is a Saudi Arabia-based white hat hacking team, as part of its bizarre method to promote their cybersecurity services. Which I think is a pretty good ad.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look what we just did. We can protect you from someone else doing it.
If you don't want this, we can protect you.
Exactly.
But can they? I would guess no.
I feel like there's always someone else.
Always.
But your best chance would be to hire hackers.
Well, that's what the government does.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Too late. Trolls are in motion.
Oh, man. So Nike has sold out of Kobe Bryant merchandise. A search for Kobe on the website only brings up Laker-themed gift cards and redirects to a page titled In Memory Kobe Bryant. At first, people thought for some reason Nike had stopped selling the Bryant gear following his death, but a company rep explained, "We're Nike."
Yeah,
hey, this is commerce.
We enjoy money.
This is not what we do. But yeah, apparently just completely sold out. And a lot of people wondering, well, what is the plan for a memorial ceremony? And I'm sure shortly following his death, city officials were getting together, figuring out how to do
this.
It
has to be Staples Center, no?
Well, that was the thought, because it's known as the house that Kobe built. That would be the place you do it. But I think once they saw the size of people that were coming out in droves just to go to...
The size of the people?
No, the size.
Like how large
the,
they are?
Nope,
we need bigger seats.
I meant the sheer numbers of people that were coming out to Staples Center just to be in the LA Live area.
Because didn't they do Michael Jackson?
They did.
At Staples, yeah.
Staples?
They did.
Okay.
I think in LA, Kobe is bigger than
Michael
Jackson.
Yeah, I agree.
So now they're talking about Staples Center just not big enough. Staples Center holds 20,000 people. Inside.
Could they double the size, do you think, in this amount of time, in the next couple days?
Like no, okay. But then
what if we all sit on each other's laps?
Again, there are other alternatives.
Okay. All right.
A place called the Coliseum, right down the street, holds 80,000 people in the stands, and the surrounding parks could be used for overflow if needed. They said that maybe the Rose Bowl, but then city officials were like, oh, we don't want people driving all the way to Pasadena, which just, it's the most L.A. thing ever that they'd be like, oh, we can't make people drive another
few
miles.
If they're
going
to drive to the Coliseum and park and stand in line, they'll go.
It's almost the same as
anywhere, I think.
Yeah. I was at the Michael Jackson funeral.
You were?
I was. I got a weird.
Why?
I tell you why. I got a weird email that said, click here to join the lottery to like go to the funeral. And I clicked it. And then.
That's how people get hacked by
me.
This was early. This was early, pre sort of the whole hacking, phishing thing.
Sure. Did you know who the email was from?
Well, it looked very official.
No, okay.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
Anyway, they took my identity. And then I went to them. No. Then they sent me an email a couple hours later and said, pick up your tickets at Dodger Stadium. I went there. They used the parking lot, got the tickets. And then I was like fifth row at the funeral. And I guess one day we should talk about this as a full like segment.
Yeah.
But it was what I went sort of being like, this will be kind of funny. I know that, well, like not a funny, but like it's going to be so weird that it's going to be
so
it was
weird.
Just
yeah.
Sad.
You went for the story.
Yeah. Well, it was just sad.
Terribly sad. And
you were expecting anything else.
Let me jot this down. Right. A funeral was
just sad.
Just sad.
It's breaking news.
Just sad. Okay. I don't know if you want to go out on that limb. That is crazy. You can't take that back.
Ridiculous.
I did sit five rows behind Corey Feldman, who was dressed exactly like Michael Jackson.
Okay, so that's a little funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So that
maybe
worked.
Only two.
Also, the guys from LMFAO were there, and they were dressed as LMFAO at the funeral. Okay. So, like, big glasses and, like a Beetlejuice suit. And, like, they're
what
like,
mean,
every day I'm shuffling. They're like, this is sad as hell.
You've been to a funny funeral. Call in now.
No, don't call in. We're not taking calls. But anyway, I was at the... Yeah, we'll talk about it down the
road. We're going to talk about that for sure.
That's strange.
I am going to save my story on the meat patch for next hour.
That's a hot tease.
Thank you. Some birthdays for you. Justin Hartley, Adam Lambert, Tom Selleck, Edward Burns, and Oprah Winfrey. And that's...
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Time for one last look at what's happening with Allie McKay.
For the first time in 9 years, you guys, My Chemical Romance is going to tour North America. Yeah.
Sorry, there's what? No LA date. Just kidding.
What?
Oh, all of your faces were just very angry. Totally kidding, you guys. LA, the Forum, October 8th. Hit it!
No one can hear
that
you.
The leaves are changing. What's more emo than that?
Right.
The
right?
leaves changing.
And Halloween's yeah. around the
Halloween's
corner.
Halloween's around the corner, and then they come out, and they're like, ooh.
Is that what they do?
No, not even a little bit. But it's been 9 years. Maybe they do.
I'm so excited for this.
Yeah. This is huge, you guys. Tickets go on sale this Friday, January 31st at 12 p.m. local time. If you're thinking, oh, man, that sounds great. I'd like to see him earlier, like at a festival. They doing any festivals, Allie? Thanks for asking, Steve. They sure are. Riot Fest in Chicago, September 12th. Woo-hoo-hoo! MCR, baby. They're back, bitches.
Hold on. It's too loud.
Yeah. My Chemical Romance.
My daughter just texted me, you're probably too excited for this. I was like, yes, I am, actually.
How dare she? I don't know if she heard. October 8th at the Forum.
No,
I'm
she
sorry.
Heard.
I jumped the gun.
She definitely heard.
October 8th at the Forum.
Everybody's heard, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
What if you're just tuning in right now and you're wondering what
right?
we're talking
Your
about?
Your radio just came on.
For the first time in 9 years, My Chemical Romance will be touring North America. When, Allie? Thanks for asking, Cindy. October 8th.
I just said,
I don't know where.
Forum.
They were just tuning in. Okay, you're just tuning in right
now. Still, give it a second.
Okay.
My Chemical Romance, first time in 9 years, October 8th at the Forum.
That's it.
Remember the
that
best
sucked.
Remember the best day of last year when My Chemical Romance said they were coming back?
Yeah.
And Rage Against the Machine on the same day.
It was
mind-blowing.
Insane. Yeah, in the morning it was My Chemical Romance, and then later that afternoon people were like, wait.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think it was during the show, both of them. I don't know.
Was it during the show?
It was a miracle day. What a gift.
Yeah, it was back-to-back.
What a gift.
Agreed.
I mean...
Can't wait.
It's exciting. And then yesterday I talked about how Sammy Hagar will be playing with Night Ranger and Whitesnake.
Less exciting.
I mean, all of our dreams are coming true.
Less exciting, that one.
Everything's turning up alley.
Nope.
Who's excited, right?
I mean, you
are. What are you going to wear, do you think?
I don't. I have an arrangement with somebody else that I have to do a thing for at the place with the people.
So you're not going to be able to go to the Sammy Hagar show?
No. I wish I could, but it's uncancelable.
I'm dressing up as the Cabo Wabo restaurant.
You are?
Yeah.
So you're going to be empty inside?
I'm going to be the building.
that was
shots fired at Cabo Wabo.
Have you ever been to Cabo Wabo?
I have, actually.
Huge and way empty.
Yeah, I have been there.
Really?
I have.
There's never people there.
In Cabo?
Yes. Correct.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
I didn't know either, to be honest. There weren't a lot of people there.
There's just no one there. Wow.
But there was a guy going around with, like, giving shots. And, you
to
know,
no
they,
one.
Like, open up your mouth and they're like, and then they shake your head. But no one was there.
Yeah, you weren't in a bar.
That's just on the streets of Cabo?
Weird streets. No. Yeah, good times. Well, in case that My Chemical Romance news wasn't enough for you to make
it
you
was.
Think, I am so thrilled with life. What if I told you that Nikki and Brie Bella are both pregnant and expect within 2 weeks of each other.
No, I don't care that much.
See, I care.
Don't care.
I care because here's the thing. Brie Bella and her husband, Daniel Bryan, have been trying for a while. And they were thinking, okay, maybe it's not meant to be to have another child. But guess what? Totes pregs. And then you've got Nikki Bella, who all she wanted in life was to become a mother, get married, become a mother. And then John Cena's like, not my dream. And she's like, well, maybe it doesn't have to be my dream. And then they broke up. And then he's like, maybe it can be my dream. And they met on a pier. And they talked it over. And then they got back together.
Are you travel with them?
No, I watch a show that it happened on.
Called Total Divas?
Total Divas.
Who gives a damn?
No, that might have been the Bella Twin show. Yeah, I don't think that happened on Total Divas.
The Bellas.
I don't know what any of that means.
Anyway, they finally cut it off completely. She started dating her Dancing with the Stars old partner, Artem, and now they're together. It's his name.
Artem.
Yeah.
Seems like a fake name.
It's not. It's not like Gleb.
Right.
I mean, that's not real.
Artem's not real, though.
It is.
Okay.
A-R-T-E-M, Artem. So now she's pregnant with his baby, and they're expecting within 2 weeks of each other. These are two twin sisters. That's fun.
What if they each have twins?
Oh, my gosh.
Then it's another reality show.
Right?
Yeah.
These women, I love them. Yeah. Bella's big fans, but it does seem like they do a lot of stuff, and it ends up in the press. They're very much, they like live their life publicly. So I think.
I just don't care at all.
Right. Well, it's a good point.
Well, Cartman, maybe you weren't a fan of the show that I loved.
I don't care.
Oh. I don't care about that.
Right. Yeah, it was called the Bella Twins. No? Total Bellas. Nobody watched that? Just me?
Yeah, no one watched it.
Okay. It was a great show. I found that I really like Nikki. I think she's great. But I think I liked Brie a little bit more. When she would go into Brie mode. Woo!
Right, Brie mode.
Brie mode, wow.
But I would just sit there and go, she's in Brie mode.
You
this
make
is
fun.
Crazy.
You make fun of Brie mode.
I don't know what to do with myself right now. She's in Brie mode.
You have a Kevin mode.
Do I?
Yeah, because Brie mode is when she gets a little drunk and it's just like, whoa!
Oh,
and
all right.
She just becomes an insane person.
Okay, well,
so
I do have that.
Now you like Brie Bella.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, excellent. Kevin! Guys, have you ever thought about giving up meat, going vegetarian, maybe vegan?
Nope.
I have, yeah.
You have?
I mean, I have. I was vegetarian for a long time and then went back into it because I enjoy steak more now.
Okay.
But I think about it all the time, man.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can I tell you a company that wants to make it a little bit easier for you to make that transition?
Please.
They're called Strong Roots. It's an Irish vegetarian frozen food brand. They've teamed up with Oxford researchers to help develop a meat patch.
I smell like beef, of course.
Of course you do. It's like the patch that you wear for smokers.
Yeah, sure.
So it's going to reduce cravings. But here's the thing. It's like almost like a scratch and sniff.
What?
So when you scratch it, it releases the smell of bacon.
You're going to smell like bacon to all your friends.
Which kind of rules.
I mean,
what if
Kevin,
I just buy this patch and I'm just like wearing it all the time, but I still eat meat, but I just want to smell
bacon. Just want to smell bacon.
Yeah, so you rub it, and then you smell, scratch it, and then you smell like bacon, and you get your fix that way.
Nope.
Or, if you're me, you smell the bacon, and you say, oh my God, who's making bacon? I can't wait to eat bacon. Mm-hmm. And then you eat bacon. This could backfire.
Yeah.
No? You guys aren't into it?
I don't feel like that's great.
Okay, I'm going to put you down as a maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Take it!
Again, bacon is what we're talking about. The bacon-scented patch. Mm. I can't work with you people. Kevin, how excited are you for the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I'm pretty excited about it.
Scale of 1 through 10. 10 being the most excited.
If you're talking about the party and the food and all of that included,
sure,
probably an 8.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, my team's not in it, but probably
okay.
an 8.
Your team will
my
never
team's
be
not
in it.
They're not even in the playoffs next year.
Yeah.
They've already been eliminated.
They've been eliminated already.
Because Kevin Cardinals. Alone eating shrimp cocktail, watching the Super Bowl.
Oh. Kevin, what is your favorite food to eat at a Super Bowl party?
Anything meatless?
That's not true.
Oh, no. Ice cream.
Okay. All right. Some birthdays for
you.
I mean, but
is
it's
that a
surprise
Super Bowl
party.
Yes.
There's dips. We found out pizzas yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
None of us remembered that. But there's a ton, like chicken wings, all of that. Wouldn't you want something substantial before you have the ice cream?
I mean, I usually eat like before the Super Bowl so that when it gets to be halftime, ice cream.
Okay. I mean, where are you going?
I'm going to your friend's house who has an ice cream truck.
Oh, really?
Wait, yes. What?
A truck.
I thought he was still in jail. Is that guy out of jail now? Not that guy.
It's another one of my shady friends.
Wait, he owns the truck or he's renting it?
He's just renting it.
An actual ice cream truck.
Yes.
And he does this every year?
Yes.
Wow. Do they make like banana splits and like?
Yes.
What do you get?
Banana split.
Do you really?
Yes.
How many?
usually at least two.
I was going to say, there's no way he gets one.
Because those trucks are pretty small. They're not.
That's a good bet, though, the over-under two. Over-under two. How many banana splits
they're,
Kevin Ryder
they're
will
They're relatively
have.
Small from those trucks. They're not huge. I could use them bigger.
Such a gift thinking about Kevin once he leaves here and what the rest of his day looks like.
Yeah, he skips all around.
Right?
Yeah, he talks about just, hey, where's my tricycle?
I've never said that.
What's that
life.
In my pocket? Is that rope? That's weird.
That
he
I have said.
He walks around his neighborhood with a slingshot in his back pocket.
Jensen, you weren't at the station yet when Kevin had to go through his pockets.
This seems like a tangent.
To get something. And he, you know, your pocket, maybe you have a wallet.
Sure.
Keys.
I mean, I do have cargo shorts.
Yes.
Even something
bigger
weird.
Pockets.
Yeah.
But would you ever expect a light bulb?
No. No. A light bulb would never be in my pocket.
I mean, it happened.
What were you holding it for?
The day before, I went to get a light bulb, and I wanted to make sure it was the same one.
Right.
And then, of course, got home and forgot it was in my pocket.
It was in your pocket. Right.
Here, it was a little embarrassing when I pulled out a light bulb.
Sure. like clown
Literally
pants.
Was, yeah. like, looking for change for a soda, and he's like, why do you think I have a light bulb in my pants?
Kevin.
Just a gift.
Look.
Oh,
I can't answer any of those questions.
Some birthdays for you. Edward Burns, Tom Selleck, Adam Lambert, Justin Hartley, and Oprah. Oprah Winfrey, you guys.
Right.
You get a car and you get a... She's the Oprah.
Right.
Right.
Big deal.
Oprah. And that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. On your drive home today, tomorrow morning, an all-new show, we've got RJ Bell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With some odds for the Super Bowl. Me versus a Chinese food restaurant.
I mean, it seems unfair.
Spoiler alert, I lose. Mm-hmm. What's up with Florida and your tickets to see the Lumineers at Staples Center and qualify to see them in Brazil. That's coming up.